Well, I'm still fighting. I'm still in the ring.
Eric Garner's mom, Gwen Carr, is still waiting for justice in the death of her son, the Staten Island man who died in a police chokehold. The Staten Island grand jury failed to indict Daniel Pantaleo, the NYPD officer who put Garner in a chokehold a year ago. A federal investigation into her son's death is ongoing.
And it's coming up on my son's first anniversary. We are about to commemorate on July 17th. And as I said, we're still fighting.
Gwen Carr and other family members whose loved ones were killed by police met with Governor Cuomo on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday afternoon at John Jay College, they got some good news.
And I am going to use my power by executive order to appoint the Attorney General as a special counsel during this.
Governor Cuomo signed an executive order appointing the New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman as special prosecutor. This in matters relating to the deaths of unarmed civilians caused by law enforcement officers. Cuomo said, "We're addressing a crisis in confidence."
Had a series of incidents in New York that have raised that question repeatedly. It's the Eric Garner case. Ms. Carr is here. The mother of Eric Garner, the Sean Bell case, it's Romali Graham. Ms. Malcolm is here. It's Kamani Gray. It's Anthony Rosario. It's Anthony Baez. It's Chantel Davis case here in New York. But it's not just New York. It's nationwide. It's the Michael Brown case in Missouri. It's Freddie Gray in Baltimore. It's Walter Scott in South Carolina. All with a common denominator of a question of trust between basically the minority community and the criminal justice system.
I want to start by saying, you know, we lost our sons and our daughters, our sisters, our brothers, but we chose not to just lay down and give up. We had to stand up and fight.
Constance Malcolm is Romali Graham's mom. The 18-year-old was killed by NYPD officer Richard Haste in his home, in his bathroom, in front of his grandmother and little brother. The case against Haste was thrown out on a technicality, and a second grand jury failed to indict the officer. Critics question whether local prosecutors can properly prosecute cases like this because of their ties to police.
We were thus in a society in this, in a fight, not because we want to, but we're in a boat that nobody wants to be in. And I could say right now, it's very crowded. We don't need anybody else in this boat. And this executive order is gonna put an end to it. And that's one of Eric Garner's words, it stops today.
New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said, "We view the special prosecutor as a step towards criminal justice reform."
I can assure you that our office will handle these cases with the highest level of care, professionalism, and independence, that we will investigate thoroughly and impartially.
It's about giving the families the comfort that at the end of the day, if another family, and God forbid, I hope that we never have to deal with another family having to go through this, that they should never at the end of the day question what happened if there's some kind of a perceived conflict.
Carl Hastie, the New York State Assembly Speaker, said Romali Graham was killed in his district in the Bronx. He's been watching the case all along and meeting with the family.
And this just further goes to show, and I've said this once I was elected speaker, that for me to be able to have the opportunity to sit here for my colleagues and not ignore my race, it would be a shame if we didn't have a top-down review of the criminal justice system, because I think me serving as speaker would be
I want to say for you the names of the women who are here and also the names
of the Justice Committee is one of the police reform groups which has been standing behind families urging the governor to create a special prosecutor.
They are, and I would ask if you all could stand as I say them. They are Natasha Duncan, the sister of Chantel Davis. Carol Gray, the mother of Kimani Gray. Pawa Ba, the mother of Mohammed Ba. Gwen Carr, the mother of Eric Garner. Cynthia Howell, the niece of Alberta Sproul. Margarita Rosario, the mother of Anthony Rosario and the aunt of Hilton Vega. Iris Baez, the mother of Anthony Baez. and Valerie Bell, the mother of Sean Bell. And of course, we have Constance Malcolm, the mother of Romarley Graham. These are some of the mothers and the family members who have been fighting this in this campaign. Some of the other families who are also very involved, the family of Amadou Diallo, the family of Jason Tirado, the family of, there are many other families, so I'm not going to list them all. The family of Noel Polanco is another. And unfortunately, the names go on and on.